This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, happy holidays to everyone out there. I hope that you're all having a great holiday season. I am. And here comes the cold weather. Well, of course, you know, that's part of the holidays. Inc. Magazine, the December issue is on newsstands right now. The state of entrepreneurship 2017. Rising profits, easier money, and of course, higher anxiety. This issue is Company of the Year. Riot Games is the winner. 100 million fans, billions in revenue. The most exciting company you've never heard of is reinventing sports. You've got to check it out. It starts on page 68. Again, Riot Games, Company of the Year for Inc. Magazine. I am Alan Taylor, and this is Inc. Radio. You can also find our podcasts of a lot of our great interviews that we do with a lot of these CEOs that we have on this show at inc.com. And if you just click on the navigation bar and it'll drop down, it'll say Inc. Radio. There's also Inc. Podcast, which is the editors of the magazine talking amongst themselves. And so we have a lot of great stuff, videos, millions of articles, endless. So if you're looking to grow your company, this is a great place for you. Our first guest up today is my friend, Emmanuel Sanger. He is the CEO and co-founder of ICP, that's International Cosmetics and Perfume Incorporated, and ICPperfumes.com on the web. Emmanuel Sanger is chief executive officer and co-founder of this company as the exclusive creator, marketer, and distributor of luxury fragrance and skincare brands. Of course, now, a year ago, I met him at an event, and I have been using their cologne, House of Creed. Fabulous. People are always saying, "Ooh, you smell good." And I've always liked that. I mean, when I've met movie stars when I was a kid, and I'm no young chicken, but when I used to meet movie stars when I'd go place with my dad, and they smelled good, I liked them. I don't know what it was. It was like, "Ooh, he smells good." And my wife actually was a big fan of Elvis, and her dad was worked at the Hilton right next to the convention center in Las Vegas. And when she was a little girl, she got to see Elvis a number of times, and she said he always smelled so good. So, Emmanuel, welcome to the show, and thank you for getting me so many compliments. I don't even know how to tell you on the fragrance that I got from you, House of Creed. It's wonderful stuff.
Big thank you to you for having me today. I wasn't looking for more customers, but it seems like I have you as an added customer, so it pleases me very well.
Right.
As you know, we are in the beauty space, particularly in fragrance and beauty space, and I just want to educate the audience a little bit on the size of that business. I have some very general stats to share with us. Globally, the beauty industry is about $80 billion today.
Whew.
And we estimate it to be about $90 billion by the year 2020.
Wow.
In the fragrance business, which is what we play actively, that's about a $46 billion worldwide business, where the U.S. is about a $7.7 billion business. So you see, we're talking about some interesting numbers and some interesting market shares to grab. If you are in the right space, and we believe that we do. The fragrance business is growing faster than the skincare business, which means that there is a general resurgence from North American customers to increase their purchases of fragrances as it was a few years ago. We had a decline as an industry, and now we are on the upswing again. So those are good places to be for us with our brands. today.
Congratulations. And I know you guys are doing amazingly well. And I know that you've also appeared not only on this show before, but CNBC, Bloomberg TV, numerous trade and business publications, and also one of the big magazines out there recently named you People to Watch in the International Business. And we're going to talk today about, you know, when we come back, about some of that New Year's resolution stuff. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So if you want to make a New Year's resolution and get more business, remember, Inc. Magazine is about, you know, growing you, helping you grow your business or your personal brand. We're gonna talk about that and get some advice from Emmanuel Sanger from ICP right after this. And Emmanuel, hang tight. We'll pay some bills and be right back with more Inc. Radio. Stay with us. Sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel, and a stunner.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.